today here on You and the Law. Mike Desmond speaks with attorney Brian Welsh about the issues of child support. Who decides what child support payments will be?
Hopefully the parties themselves will agree on an amount of support based on whatever factors apply. But if there isn't an agreement, if it's a divorce case or a post-divorce case, most likely a judge or a justice of the Supreme Court decides. If it's in family court, which it would be if the parties weren't married or if they're modifying an earlier order, then there's a support magistrate who is sort of an acting judge but is appointed rather than elected.
So this would apply whether the parents are married or not?
Child support's payable at the same rates whether parties were married or not. It's just a question of which court would hear it.
A lot of people make a lot of money at some times and not a lot of money at other times. What controls what the child support amount will be?
When one looks at the statute, the first part of child support is decided by the last year's income, what would have been filed or should have been filed on one's tax returns. However, things change when there's a fluctuation like you mentioned. Courts, they may look at a stream of income over a number of years and average it or see if there's a trend going on. Or they may look at some new factor. If someone got fired or someone got a promotion and a big raise, they'll take a look at the way things are at the point you're in court.
In the last couple of years, with the economy the way it's been and with job losses and so forth, you must have a lot of situations where income changes up or down substantially.
Income changing is a factor that can change support, and they've recently added some language to the law which says that if there's a 15% increase or decrease in either the party's income, that can be a factor that the court can look at to modify support. So it's now institutionalized, whereas previously you'd have to come to court and convince a judge, if you will, that you have entitlement to a change.
Statistically, more and more women have better jobs than their husbands, especially if the husband is in construction or blue-collar work or so forth. Does this affect child support?
Well, you're assuming, I think, by your question that the woman has custody of the child, which isn't, of course, always the case. But if that's the case, it can affect it. The Child Support Standards Act, which is the law in New York, which it governs child support figures, says that you take both parties' incomes into account. And you apply a particular formula, and that formula applies initially at least to a fixed cap of income. So if you have a higher wage-earning mother who has custody, that could affect the child support that she receives. She may get less.
One of the big fights in all of this is college tuition. How do you decide who pays what, and is there a limit if they want to go to Harvard or Bennington?
There is a provision in the statute that says that where it's in a child's best interest for parents to contribute toward college, they can be directed to do that. And I would say it's almost always in a child's best interest, certainly today, to go to college. In this area, I'll tell you, when we negotiate child support and negotiate college, it's not uncommon for there to be some sort of a cap on parents' contributions. For example, they might cap their contributions at what SUNY Buffalo would cost, where a child could certainly get a reasonable education. But beyond that, it's up to the court to decide what's reasonable and what's not, and a lot of that depends on the child's aptitude, certainly the parents' incomes, the parents' educations, and by that I mean whether they have degrees or even postgraduate degrees, and pretty much any factor that, as a judge, you'd want to hear before deciding what the parents' contributions for college should be.
This must get tempestuous.
I would say by the time you're in court and you're arguing over these matters, it can get tempestuous. I've done this for 28 years, and oftentimes we can bring parties to an agreement and make them both feel good about it. That's great. It doesn't always happen.
Here on You and the Law today, Brian Welsh has been here, and we've been talking about child support. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.